Ron Duffus is here going through all the key interviews for TAB Epsom Day, and Brenton Abdullah's joining us. Thanks for your time, Brenton.
Morning, boys.
Just monitoring the weather. The rain sort of just here at the moment. We're a 5, could get to a 6 before it clears. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays by the time we get to these races.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of probably, what, 10 or 15 minutes from Randwick. I'm just past Maroubra there, and it's still raining where I am. So, yeah, I'd say definitely it'll probably be getting to a 6 if it keeps going.
Yeah,
I don't think looking at your rides, a 6 would bother your chances today. You're not far off being a dad, are you?
Well, nearly 7 weeks. Yeah, just over seven weeks away. So that'll be interesting stuff.
It'll keep you on your toes. You'll take more rides and ride 7 days a week.
You hear the footy players. You hear the footy players, mate. Have you got a set time, or is it just going to happen?
No, it's just whatever happens here. Yeah, so, okay. we're on baby watch. So hopefully it doesn't happen when I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Fall on a Star looks a nice filly.
Yeah, I really like her. She's a lovely big action filly. You know, really, she's got really good ability. Even for quick race, sort of send them at those early 2 year trials, she must have shown something at home. So she seemed to do everything right. Even late in her trial, she sort of messed up with some stuff. But whether the 1,000 is just a fraction short for her, but I could definitely see her being strongest on the line.
You also rode Ticket to Ride, didn't you, in those trials?
Yeah, there wasn't much between them, Duff. Like, they're two different fillies. Ticket to Ride's a lovely little filly who does everything right. She began to put herself on the speed and kept trying, where the thing Chris Lees is she's a big, rangy filly who
could be long-term.
Yeah, she's long-term. But like I said, I think both fillies are nice fillies, and it was sort of hard to sort of decide between them. But I'm very... Yeah, Chris Lees gives me a lot of support, and I'm very lucky. You know, Richard and Michael put me on too, but it was just one of those decisions that I was going to have to let someone down, and I had to go that way.
Yeah. Mr. Colourful's a pickup, work to do from the draw, but he has some speed.
Yeah, seemed to try well enough, but yeah, drawing awkward in the race, there looks to be good speed. So, I've talked to Gary, but obviously, 2 year olds, he's going to have to bounce to begin on speed, and if you can get a good run there, then I'm sure you'll improve.
Graf, he hits this race at the right time, I think. Third up, 1,200. This is his opportunity.
Yeah, he's a horse. He hasn't been far away in both runs back, beating a length behind, you know, Redell and Pirata. It's pretty solid form. Small, compact field. He handles soft ground okay. He's a horse who now, like you said, third run in. I think 1,200 does suit him. And he's a horse who I reckon could probably go to 1,400 soon. So, look, he'll be somewhere just behind the speed, and if the others aren't on their game, he'll be right there to pressure him.
You know how to win an Epsom handicap. Is Jem Song the right type?
Yeah, well, he's probably a different sort of horse to the horse I won it on, you know, a number of years ago, Secret Admirer. But I think 4 year olds are really good rides in these races. He's down in the weights from 52. He's on the back up, which probably suits him well now. I would have probably been a little bit... Well, not as happy, you know, going 3 weeks to the race now with a little testy track. So I think the 3 weeks, the 3 runs now in suits. He's won on soft. I don't think heavy's really up to his grades. I don't want too much rain, but he's drawn well. He's going to get a great run doing no work, whether that's just behind the speed or midfield, depending on tempo. And I think he's a live chance to run top 5.
And you finish with another nice ride in a Group 1. Come play with me. Maps well if he breaks a little bit cleaner today.
Yeah, obviously first ride on him. Don't know much about him. His WA form's obviously very solid. He's run up over sort of, you know, the place in that 2 mile race. And his soft record speaks for itself. He's won 2 from 4. And apart from the other day where he sort of began only fairly in that race where nothing really made ground, his soft track form is pretty good, and even his heavy track form. So he gets a good draw down in the weights of 54. He's going to bounce. He's going to put himself somewhere in the first 4 or 5, I'd say. Get a great run, and I'm hopeful I've left it with our leading trainer to have him spot on today, and hopefully he can get the job done.
Yep. All right, well, you better go and get back in that sauna.
Yeah, another half to go, so we're nearly there, Duff. Don't worry.
Beauty.
All right, we'll see you out here later. Thanks a lot, Brenton.
Thanks, boys.